The Escambia County Commission is instructing staff to move ahead in hiring a design firm to develop plans for a new county jail. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The commission's wish list contains a nearly 1,500-bed lockup to replace the central booking facility that was damaged by an explosion in April of last year. It would also replace other aging components of the county jail complex.
It sounds like building a jail would be something of an easy thing to do, just a lot of concrete and a lot of metal bars. There is just tons and tons of things that need to be considered when you're constructing one.
County Finance Director Amy Lavoie says Nebraska-based DLR Group was selected last month at a cost of $4 million. The firm will work with the involved county agencies to develop specs for the jail.
So they will come up with all of those criteria and everything that needs to be done so that we can send what we want to the eventual design firm to design.
Now, these aren't just regular architects. These are architects that understand the issue of building jails and what we're looking for in a jail, understanding what is the current technology.
Commissioner Grover Robinson says DLR will help write the scope of the project, including how to meet the early challenge of picking a site.
So that then they can write to that site. Probably the biggest things right now is we come together both on a location and as they come together on a scope. Once we get that solved, we'll be able to put it out to bid and then finally go through that process, award a contract, and then start construction.
The agreement also calls for DLR to render three services. First, evaluate the three potential locations for the jail at the intersection of Palafox and Airport, near Palafox and Brent, and the Superfund site at Beggs Lane and North Palafox.
They're fairly close in zoning category and, you know, looking at some of the neighborhood that they're around and trying to make sure we'll be able to have as little difficulty in dealing with, because whenever you go to site a jail, there's always just going to be a problem with looking at that.
The other services split the construction project into a couple of phases, design criteria for a 700-bed facility, and another such package for the expansion to the eventual 1,500 beds.
Anything can be built on any piece of property. That is true. It just all comes down to cost. All these things are going to be weighed, and we're going to try to move forward. If we get a smaller land site, we may have to go more vertical. Those are things we'll have to deal with the design team.
DLR officials have been mum about the project, but earlier this year, architect Tim Gibson said they could build on whichever site is selected, pointing to the firm's more than 30 criteria packages in Florida and nationwide. That got a thumbs up from Finance Director Amy Lavoie.
If not an internationally known group, they are certainly a nationally known group. They have a lot of references supporting them, so if they say they can build it anywhere, I'm going to believe them.
From design to groundbreaking in October to ribbon cutting, the jail project's expected to take just over 3 years, according to county documents. Meantime, county staff estimates an $11.5 million price tag for housing inmates outside the county during that time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.